George Tall, along with the indigenous people of Stronghold Table Camp, are active in fighting for their sovereignty amidst the current battle with the National Park Service of the United States at Stronghold Table Camp. Stronghold was the place where the Lakota, along with their allies, made a stand to protect themselves from the American Army on December 29th of 1890, who had just murdered over 200 men, women, and children at a small hamlet that today is called Wounded Knee. This was a site which provided sanctuary for all the people to gather during the day-long battles with the European colonialists after the murders at Wounded Knee. For the past 3 weeks, indigenous activists have been finding remains at Stronghold Table Camp. The remains of hundreds and hundreds of people, which paint a picture of an untold story of genocide. Those discovering their ancestors' remains at Stronghold Table Camp are attempting to keep people away from the site and are at a constant battle with the United States Park Service, who wants to cover up the newly found remains and take this land from the indigenous people at Stronghold Table Camp. We spoke to George Tall from Stronghold Table Camp about this struggle. To start off, could you explain the situation at Stronghold Table Camp right now?
Okay, this camp is being manned by a Kokala group. A Kokala is a warrior society. And we've been up here since June 21st. We are guarding this area against the destruction of teepee rings and fire rings, and also the human remains that are around here. The grave sites are open with exposed human remains. And during June 21st to the present day, we've also been talked about on the radios and the medias that we are a protest group. If we are protesting, then we are protesting National Park Service, taking of Indian land, of treaty land. These lands are treaty lands. I'm sitting at the southern part of the Stronghold now, and in front of me is about 1,600 acres of Stronghold, and the tables that are around. There's this whole area, this whole Badlands area, is very rich in fossils, and it's also very sacred to the Lakota. And the National Park Service has put plans into excavating these fossils. There was a planned dig on August 12th that has since been postponed. I just got word an hour ago that this planned dig is being postponed. And I think the reason why it is being postponed is we also have a lot of people that are going to be here on the 12th and to protect these sites from being excavated. So they're buying for time. I just talked with the president of the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation a few minutes ago, and he told me that there will be no injunction filed at this point, but there is a moratorium in effect until August 27th. And this moratorium is for everybody. And he said everybody. So by everybody, I take it that he means National Park Service and the Badlands Bombing Range personnel who are working with National Park Service and the Parks and Recreation, the Oglala Sioux Tribal Parks and Recreation, the Rangers. I asked him again if we were included in this, and he said no. So I asked for a four-wheel drive truck, and he said they'll see if they can get one up here. The reason for that is, on weekends and at night, like last night, we spotted some lights down into the bottom, into these areas. And on weekends, there are fossil hunters that are non-tribal members, or they don't live on this reservation, but they sneak in to these areas from Pennington County. And Pennington County is the adjoining county that comes right on the north border of the Stronghold and this whole south unit. And at this point, the Kokala group here, we cannot trust the National Park Service. And also we cannot trust our own tribe on what they tell us. So we are going to continue our vigilance here and continue guarding this whole area.
Could you speak about the importance of the remains, the site which you are protecting? What is the importance of this site to your people?
Okay, this site, we've been here, like I said, since June 21st, and we've discovered a lot of these tepee rings, and we've also discovered that this particular area has been used for thousands of years, and there's a lot of historical significance here. And also that 111 years ago, when my people were here, there was a lot of them that were slaughtered, were killed. And either as they fled over the edge of the Badlands, they were either shot down on the bottom or either shot on top and pushed over. At any rate, these some of these remains, human remains, are mixed with horse bones. And they're caught about halfway down on the edges. That means these remains have never got proper burial. Our ancestors, our tribe, our elderlies of our tribe have directed the Tokala group here to guard these things, and that whatever comes of this, that there will be a decision made by the elderly on what is to become of the remains. Is it going to be reburial? Or are we going to just leave it to the natural processes? And I think the elderly really wanting to go with the continue the natural processes of our grandmother Earth, and that nobody should be in this area forever for good, but that it should be guarded nevertheless.
Could you speak about the relationship between ongoing colonialism and the National Park Service and this situation right now?
The National Park Service, as we all know, is very authoritative and will not recognize the tribal moratorium, which really surprised us because as of this morning, a few minutes ago, we found out that it was going to finally recognize the moratorium set put by the tribe. And that there is two different cultures. We have remains here that need protection. And NACPRA is supposed to do that. It has documentation and rules and laws on how to protect grave sites and cultural sites. But one thing they are forgetting is that the Lakota, us that live here, have also got rules and regulation that was never documented. These things are just known. And under these, where there is no documentation for the no laws on why we should guard these, we are guarding these things under that custom law. These are things that just nobody can come and just go over our grave sites. Those things are sacred to us. Those are our ancestors.
Could you address how history plays a role in this? You've mentioned this is an important site for your people, the site that has been discovered.
Okay, this site, the stronghold site up here, was used for a ghost dance. In 1890, December 29th, Bigfoot and his band were slaughtered, massacred at a small hamlet called Wounded Knee. Right after that battle, the 7th Cavalry continued the battle on into the Pine Ridge Agency area, which is around 18 miles away. And the fight continued north along the creeks for a few miles. And after the fighting ended, because it got dark that day, there was a lot of wounded people. And all during the fall of 1890, there was a lot of people that were camped along the edges, down in the bottoms, up here by Stronghold. Okay, it was called Onakiji, which means stronghold. This is where the people were going to make a stand. So the wounded, all the homeless, they fled from the agency and they came here to the top. And they must have been quite a number of people because of the evidence that we're finding out here. But they were ghost dancing because they wanted a better life. They wanted their life to change. They wanted to go back to the way it really was because that they can understand that life. But when they were forced into a different type of life, they were forced to give up ways, old ways that were brought down for centuries. They were abruptly brought to a halt. The ghost dances, contrary to what the media at that time was talking about, and the media at that time was talking Indian uprising, these ghost dances were ceremonial dances to pray for a better life. Now, I don't want to say it's been a great misunderstanding. That is why a lot of these people were slaughtered, including the ones up here on top of Stronghold. I'm not saying that. It is because they were going to, one way or another, bring in, at that time we were called hostiles, and we were put into reservations. The reservations were almost like prisons, and each reservation was given a number. Pine Ridge Agency was giving the number 344. Rosebud Indian Reservation adjoining us was 345. These two had most of the people here represented at that time. With that in mind, I think the people, the rest of the people, should know. I mean, from this, I want them to know that there has been enough misrepresentation of Indian people today, and we're stereotyped. We want all these to stop. So not only are we fighting for our remains and our land base, we are also fighting for our identity. These remains, cultural sites, they're our fingerprints. These are fingerprints of who we are and that we belong on this land. And nobody can take that away from us, not even the United States of America. And this is what we're fighting for.
How do you see things moving ahead in the future?
Very slow. The president of the tribe here, I just got done talking to him, told us there will be no injunction, okay? And I told you that we still do not trust them, which really opened us up. So after today, the people, the Oyate of this reservation, will file our own injunction. We are going to base this on lineal descendancy of our ancestral people that were here, that are buried here. And that is going to be ongoing.
You've been listening to an interview with George Tall about the current battle which is being fought against the National Park Service of the United States over Stronghold Table Camp Indigenous lands. The land at Stronghold Table Camp is attempting to be stolen by the National Park Service in a clear effort of continuing colonialism. This land possesses the remains of hundreds and hundreds of people in a mass burial which has just recently been discovered by the Indigenous people of Stronghold Table Camp. For more information, visit www.stronghold.table.tripod.com.